Good morning. Welcome to the Cook Report. And as promised, we're doing B2B. But before we get to B2B, that's what I'm trying to say. I want to say happy January 28th. The month is almost over. So all those January things you need to get done, they're on your dance card to get done. Get going. You're almost out of time. The shout outs go to Edinburgh Dusters, of course. Thank you very much for the graphics that you created to make the Cook Report get off the ground. Would have never happened without their energies. And also thank you for the idea to put it onto Podbean. You can download the audio of this podcast off of the Cook Report slant podbean.com. We've got it on iTunes as a video that you're seeing now. And it's also on the blog that I have. And those links are all in the show notes. If you go to the Cook Report slant podbean.com, you'll find it all there, everything you need to know. And so in all the years of B2B, we always talk business to business. You got to have your graphics, your verticals, all those things you need to get. But we've never really got down to the nitty gritty. Okay. The true meaning of B2B is when I say to my guest, Steve Lawson, who's from South Carolina, to show us the reach of Blab. We're coast to coast this morning. And Steve, I say to you, how'd you get into beekeeping?
Well, it started out as I was a gardener, and I wasn't seeing very many pollinators in my garden. So I decided to get some beehives to help pollinate my garden.
So, and then how long have you been into that beekeeping then?
Well, I'm going into my second year. I'm really new. I'm just beginning in beekeeping. And but I'm looking forward to my second year. It looks like my bees are going to live through the winter and we're doing well.
Okay. Then I saw the pictures the other day, and you have a horizontal arrangement of your hives. So how many of the different types of hives? I see on the list that you emailed me. Thank you for those questions. Make me sound like I know what I'm doing. There's different types of hives that are used. And if you want to touch on that just a little bit, and give the others that aren't familiar with beehives.
Well, the standard hive that's in America is a Langstroth hive, which was invented, I believe, in the late 1860s. And it's become the norm. It works really well for production beekeepers. I'm a backyard beekeeper, and I chose to use top bar hives. They're called Kenyan top bar hives. The technique was first used in Kenya. There's also a Wari hive, which is sort of a combination of a Langstroth and a Kenyan. There's Tanzanian long hives, which is sort of like a Langstroth but about three put together horizontally. So there's lots of different kind of hives. I prefer the top bar for backyard beekeeping.
And then the next question, and this gets down to the dollars and cents of things, and everybody that's interested in B2B wants dollars. How much of our food supply depends on bees? And we know that they're going to do pollination and so forth. So how much of that happens because bees are a part of the recipe, I guess?
Well, if you were to sit down at your Thanksgiving table, it would be 30% less food on that table or any table anytime. Bees are pollinate most of our food crops, and it's a huge amount of money it's probably $15 billion a year in the U.S. that bees are responsible for pollinating.
Then the question I missed, I see that now, is what are some of the challenges beekeepers face? I mean, there's all the different hives you got, but that's to deal with the challenges. And what are those that we want to touch on?
Would some of the challenges that U.S. beekeepers are facing it's varroa mites, and is a pest that plagues bees, and also small hive beetles are also a pest that plagues beekeepers. Mm. You may have heard in the news lately that about colony collapse disorder. We're losing a lot of our bees, and that's probably colony collapse is where you go out and you see that for some reason the colony has just disappeared, and it seems there's no reason for it.
Yeah, the biggest percentage of them took off. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's probably due to pesticides that are being used in the U.S. now that contain a chemical, neonicotinoids, that it's a systemic pesticide that gets into the plant and into the pollen and then sort of works as a nerve agent on the bees, and it's wreaking havoc in the beekeeping world.
Ouch. Well, we're going to have a lot more information about becoming a beekeeper and how that can help your garden, and it's helped Steve's garden quite a bit already, how to help protect the swarms, planting bee-friendly plants in your garden to have a better crop, that you should only buy local honey instead of the imported stuff, and why it's important. There's some stuff that we'll identify in the show notes about how important it is to rinse out those honey jars you get from the grocery store. Rinse them out. Don't just leave them out there with the honey in them, because the bees will eat it, and they could be disaster for the local bee population. And then talking with your representative in the state to improve the research that's going into honeybee health to deal with those parasites and those mites and the beetles and things we talked about. So I encourage you to look through the show notes for the Cook Report. I'm sorry for the tease for B2B, but when we first talked about this, Steve was in the room, I think it was just yesterday, and he said, well, yeah, I'm a beekeeper. And someone said, I think it was Kevin from Scotland, said, oh, that would be perfect for the B2B show on Thursday. And bazinga, it was born. I confess that that idea came to fruition out of just, and be that good. So there's a lot of really good information. Steve Lawson's done a great job as the co-host, as providing me some information to pass on to you in the show notes for the Cook Report. And it's on iTunes. It's on YouTube. It's on my blog, a bunch of places that you can get the information from. Is there any parting words you want to share, Steve?
I'd just like to thank you for inviting me. I've thoroughly enjoyed myself.
It was great. Great. You can strut now. You're the first beekeeper that's ever been on the Cook Report, maybe in the history of the internet. And that goes back a long time. So like I say, at the end of every show, thanks for coming in. Thank you for this people that are sponsoring us and listening, all the people in chat. It's a wrap.